I've something to tell you this morning, dear wife, but one day like this we'll ne'er see in our life. For it's now 50 years since the clergyman said, in that clear ringing voice, with his ring eyes he wears,
"Let me see, so it is, it's just 50 years gone. Let us live our old wedding day over, dear John. Let us go to the church with our cheeks all aglow, with the love in our hearts that we had years ago."
Think, dear, it's been more than 50 years since we met and loved each other. You were just 18.
I'm 68 now, John.
Yes, and your beautiful hair was as black as jet then, dearest.
It's whiter now, but I don't fret. As long as I've got you, John. Do you remember the wedding ceremony, John? Just after we'd been made man and wife. How jealous you were of the parson when he was about to give me the kiss.
Yes, for I'd never tasted the sweetness of your lips myself. And I wanted to be the first. And I was the first, wasn't I, dear?
Yes, John. The first and the last.
Oh, you've been a good wife to me all these years, Jane.
And you've been a kind, loving husband, John.
And have you been happy, dear?
So happy that it seems almost like a dream. All for the golden vision. All for the crimson glow.
Years.
Oh, for the fairy voices and the songs.